Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Nobody Panic. Hello and welcome. It's Christmas time.
And no time to be afraid.
On Christmas time, we let in life and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty,
we can still find joy.
Thank God it's them
instead of you.
So that's Nobody Panic Aid. That's Band Aid. Regardless of that, this
guys,
is a podcast.
Welcome.
It's really excited. I've decided that for the entirety of December, I am Christmas.
Okay, great.
None of this like, it comes only every year. I'm like, great. This year has been a bad news cycle year.
You're getting in.
I've got in. I've like ordered a Christmas jumper. It hasn't arrived. The moment it arrives, I will be wearing it all the time. I saw some, they did it like children's pajamas. It said, jingle my bells.
Some of it is, because so much of it is so close
to balls.
The, yeah, like the ball stuff, stockings.
Slots.
What?
Bang a word.
Ho, ho, ho. Sit on my knee, down the chimney.
Oh
like
God.
Loads of it is really sort of rude.
Even, I always thought, call me crazy.
Please.
But the word bauble sounds like it should be a rude word. Not like how the clothes company Gant sounds like that should be a rude word, but like
yes,
bauble
yeah.
sounds like boobs or like
yeah,
titties
bauble.
Or like
bauble. Yeah, your baubles.
Shake your baubles. That
yeah,
just bauble. Sounds
yeah,
rude.
Yeah. So much of the stuff, like you know, literally stuffing. Everything is so sexual.
Stuffing a turkey.
Stocking stuff. Like everything is rude.
Stockings are rude anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's rude.
My dream is to have one of those. Have you ever seen White Christmas? The film with Bing Crosby, and he puts on like a big show for like the old army guys on every year.
Oh, Christmas. How lovely. No.
You would love it.
Okay.
But at the end, and it's not a spoiler, it's just a fashion choice. The two girls in it, women probably, they come out in these beautiful long red sort of velvety dresses with long sleeves and then white trim. So it's like classy Mrs. Claus.
Oh, beautiful.
In those days, you could just walk around wearing that.
Yeah,
and that
yeah,
would be
yeah.
like, nice dress. Whereas I can't walk around
of course
wearing
that's,
that.
Okay, so this is the thing. Of course you can.
I could do, but I feel like it's a waste, like when you have a very good hair day and no one sees
oh
you.
Oh my God, I'm just Googling them. Oh my God,
yes.
They're so beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
Okay, so
that's my
there's
dream.
No reason that you can't just own one of those.
I will own one of those, but what I do need it to be a big moment that everyone looks at me. Like I need that.
Well, why don't you wear it to our Christmas do?
Oh my God, maybe I will. Because boop, we're having a Christmas party and we want you all to come. It's in London, so I'm really sorry if you're not in London. But if you're like near London, come to the Christmas party. It's December 12th.
There is a seriously high chance we'll be wearing these dresses.
We may wear these dresses. Festive dressing is absolutely mandatory. We're going to be doing How to Survive Christmas and like everything that entails. It's going to be sponsored by The Economist, who are our great friends now. And it's at Altitude, Milbank Tower, but you have to book ahead. So if you go on our Twitter, at Nobody Panic Pod, or mine, at Stevie and the SSFive, at Tessa Coates, then it's going to be pinned to all of our profiles, and I'm going to show Tessa how to pin a tweet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be busy making these outfits. So
also Tessa's making all the images for it and stuff. So thank you, Tessa. And yeah, we're basically going to be like announcing stuff about it from between now and Wednesday, the 12th of December. But we're really excited about it. So please come. What Christmas adult thing have you done this week? Christmas.
It's not Christmassy.
I know, but everything is because it's December.
Okay, okay. I've been refusing to move out of the way for Christmassy men.
You did that. You made that so Christmassy, so effortless.
I have...
Christmassy men?
It's something I had been thinking about for a while.
Yeah.
How I automatically move on the street for people. And
yes.
There's not like, who will move? Sometimes they're just like barreling towards me.
Yeah.
And then I read an interesting... and then by chance, well, because the internet is, you know, your Instagram is reading your mind, yeah. Of course, a study about the very thing I'd been thinking about privately popped up.
Sure.
And it was about how when studied, I think they sat at a train station, I believe, like a big busy station, and watched people, how people interact and how women automatically move out of the way and men do not. And not to make sweeping gender statements, everyone, I'm sorry, but I have been practicing looking Christmassy men dead in the eye. Well, I approach them and I won't be moving, I say with my eyes.
How many men have you just walked straight into?
No, I haven't hit, I haven't made contact yet.
That's excellent.
They've got out of my way, but they look astounded.
I'm going to start doing that as well. Because I think about that all the time.
There's a real like, whoa, like why wouldn't you? And then I hope in their head they think, you're right. Why should she have to move for me?
Okay, cool.
What's yours, Stevie?
My adult thing is that listeners and fans of Dr. Alison Parker, the Herman's Tortoise, will know that I've been winding her down for hibernation. Mm. I was so worried that I would get it wrong, I don't know, she wouldn't wind down. Obviously, within about 3 days of me turning off her UV and not feeding her, she basically started to hibernate. And that was great, but we'd planned the fridge to arrive for when the vet had said, and now she'll probably start to go under. So we had no fridge, we turned all the heating off. Mm-hmm. So we were living in freezing cold temperatures, but it was still 15 degrees and it has to go down to 5 degrees. And we're like, we can't give anymore. So I've booked her in to a tortoise hotel in Harpenden. It's called the Tortoise B&B. It's got a Facebook page. And you know when you can put like what the type of company is? The type of company is Luxury Hotel. It's this amazing woman called Anne who has turned half of her house into just like a tortoise emporium. She has all these different tortoises and all these different little like sections. And then these two massive fridges that are perfectly placed to bring the tortoises down to the correct temperature. And she's just started like popping them in now because they're all winding down one by one. And what's great is Gary, Dr. Alison Parker's sister, my sister's tortoise, but they also are biological sisters, is also at this hotel because Gina's going to Australia. And Anne was like, we'll pop them in together.
Oh, that is so good.
So I got a photo the other day.
Of them in together?
Well, no, they're not in together yet, but they're both very much asleep and in their shells and they have it all day. And so they're about to go in.
As jobs go, manning the sleeping turtles is all right.
It's
or tortoises,
all right.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Like, as jobs go, you just...
Yeah.
They're all asleep. You just pick them... You're basically just, like, manning some shells.
Mm.
Like a shell collection. And just checking on your shell collection
yeah.
every day.
And what's great is, on their Facebook
your
page...
Your cold shells.
The first tortoise, Donnie, went in last week. He's the first tortoise to go. And they normally keep the fridge for wine. So there's just loads of wine bottles and then a tortoise in it. So they're going to...
This woman has absolutely smashed it.
She's absolutely smashed it, yeah. She's wonderful. And so if you have a tortoise and you're like, oh, we need to go away and none of my friends will look after my tortoise, it's really easy to get to Harpenden.
For those listeners with a tortoise...
There will statistically be at least one. And it's my sister. And she already knows about it.
She's already there. I'm very nervous. Have you got some kind of marking on Dr.
They all
Parker?
Have name badges. So she has a little name badge on her shell that says
I'm
Alison
just
Parker.
Terrified that the badge falls off or something.
No, she's so good. She's got like, Anne's just very organized. If I was doing a tortoise hotel, it'd be an absolute nightmare. Anne's,
well, it feels to me like those babies behind the glass.
Too much, yeah.
You're
I'm
like,
just giving
which one's
away.
The baby? Which one's mine?
They won't know, that's fine. Yeah, it's, but no, she's
gonna
really
be okay.
Honest. She's got like, she's got schedules and tables and stuff and everything.
Anne.
Like,
is Anne her name?
Anne.
Is oh, Anne.
I love Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne. Happy Christmas, Anne.
So, Merry Christmas, Anne.
So, we're going to get into how to just absolutely smash that Christmas buying. Present buying for Christmas. How are you at present buying?
Oh, I have given perhaps a handful of gifts in my life that I really smashed.
I think your gifts are often very thoughtful. Like the one that you're doing, which I won't mention.
Please.
But you've got one at the moment, and in case they listen, for a wedding that you went to. And it's really
a
nice.
A year and a half ago.
That's the thing that I was going to say. So often
they don't arrive on time.
A lovely Christmas present, but it's in June, but you thought about it in November.
Yes.
So that's the main thing.
Yes. Yes, they are thought. I do like to give thoughtful things. But sometimes I can't think of anything for you. So
it's panicking.
You get nothing.
Of course.
No, I find the whole thing, I find it quite stressful. I also find, so this is both what to give, but also what to ask for. Because I think being asked for, you know, if you have any family members who you get a text from in mid-October saying, what do you want for Christmas? And then you're like, oh, God, I don't know. And
some
then
coasters.
Yeah. And then like, you get this sort of on Christmas Day, like, well, you're hard to buy for, so you've got nothing again. Or I got you this, but I know you'll hate it. So that's a very specific member of my family. I'm really drawing from a personal experience there.
Yes.
And so I find asking for things very tricky. And I thought about this, and I thought, apart from my auntie, who I never know what to ask for from her, why am I so worried about the Christmas asking? And I think I can trace it back to going to see Santa Claus when I was about 5.
In the grotto. I've been.
Yes. One of those, like, when, and also he was probably a good one. He was a good one. So, like, he was like we were velvet and, you know, it was a grotto.
Well, I mean, he's Father Christmas. So yeah. Of course he's a good one.
Yeah, but sometimes you can get a hoagie.
What are you talking about? I'm very Christmassy, and I would like to say that I refuse any of these conspiracy theories that there are different Father Christmases.
Oh, understood. Okay. Right, so okay, it was like, you. I'm just saying. Sometimes Father Christmas puts on a cheaper suit.
He does, because he's tired.
He's tired, so he puts on his cheaper suit, but sometimes he puts on his full velveteen ermine.
I will also accept that he may send a substitute sometimes.
Right, fantastic. So sometimes you're like, oh, I've got the substitute teacher.
Yes.
What a disappointment. But then, anyway, so I saw one. I saw him. I saw Miracle on 34th Street, the real deal.
Real one.
And I sat on his knee, and he was so nice to me, and he had his lovely white gloves, and I was like so entranced. And he said, what do you want for Christmas? And I think I said something, probably I wanted a Polly Pocket.
Oh, Polly Pocket. So exciting when you get it, not that fun when you have it.
No, that's the thing about Polly Pocket.
Because then you're like, yes, I've opened it and it's small. Yeah. What do I do now?
What do I do now? This is too small. Oh, I've lost Polly.
And I've lost all the shoes.
Lost
all the
everything's
hats.
Down. This is just an empty shell.
Of a house.
I've got a plastic.
A tiny
but
it, shell
my
of
one
a house.
Looked like a shell on the outside.
Yes, and then you opened it like that, and then it was
a
room.
House.
Yeah, yeah.
Then what you've got now
they
is an empty room.
Looked like a shell. That was what Polly Pocket was.
Oh, right.
Was.
They all were shells.
Yes, and then you opened it and it was a different type.
Under the sea?
Sure.
Why not?
I don't know.
Polly Pocket. Yeah.
It's like, why the sea theme? What happened there?
Well, yeah. Well, let's investigate.
Sure. Because if
sorry.
You know somebody,
so I asked for Polly Pocket. Yeah. And he said, I've just the thing. And he reached into his bag. And I was like, holy shit. He's going to give me a Polly Pocket from his bag?
Because he's Santa Claus.
Because he's Santa Claus. And he gave me this little wrapped up present. I left just like transfixed. And I was probably wearing a little like velveteen outfit. I was about 5. Anyway, then I got outside, opened it. And it was like, you know, some rubbishy.
Some crayons.
And I was like, What the fuck, yeah. Santa? Like, yeah. What is this? And that's, I think, when I fell apart, the idea of, like, you ask for things, you don't get the thing.
Yes, great, okay.
And thus,
also, the magic of Christmas is suddenly, like, ruined.
It's suddenly ruined because you're
ask?
Like, why did you give me this? And also, I think the gift-giving issue is, like, you receive a present that you're like, that sometimes when they're quite, they obviously cost a bit of money, and you're like, well, who do you think I am?
When I've been in relationships that haven't been, that I thought were great at the time, then you look back and go, I should have known the final Christmas before I broke it off. He'd so clearly just like found things around his family home and given them to me. Like, I don't eat milk chocolate, just loads of milk chocolate that one of them was open. I was like, this is awful. And then there was this candle holder that I was like, I have seen that in your house, I think. And then like a stuffed toy.
Yeah.
That had no meaning. It was just like, you like dogs, don't you? Here's a dog stuffed toy. It wasn't like a, oh, you've loved this, or oh, you've, and you're just like, oh, you don't know me.
You don't
and,
know me.
And
yeah.
I expect that from, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, like, you know, your brother's girlfriend who you've met once. Mm. Like, fine, you might get that wrong, and you might, which is why you need to kind of go broad rather than go like, she once said she liked a dog, so I'm going to buy her a stuffed toy dog. You're like, don't do that. Just get her something like a bottle of something she really likes, or, you know, like, just basically a bottle of something that she really likes. But when it's someone that you're supposed to know very well, it can be quite not heartbreaking, but it can be just like really disappointing. Like, Jesus,
Yes, I... two memories have just surfaced. One is that I once went to a girl's birthday party where we didn't have a present when I was about 11, just went to secondary school and, like, you know, wanted to be
impressed
and be in the right, you know, and didn't know what to get this girl. And it was at a swimming party. And I remember my mum was like, I know what we'll do. You go in and then I'll drive away. And then you'd be like, oh my goodness, I forgot the present.
Lovely.
And then, so Julie, we did. Then I was like, oh my God, I forgot the present. When I was outside, I was like, oh no, mum. So which my mum parked the car and was like, what? And I was like,
oh no.
Debbie had immediately forgotten the plan.
Debbie!
Well, I guess if your child is running after you shouting, mum.
Do you think there's actually a problem?
Yeah, you can't.
You just told her a plan.
Like, mum, wink, go!
It is on you because you shouldn't have tried to go that level of acting.
But then she bought, and then Julie mum arrived to pick me up and she had bought a fantastic, like, hot chocolate making thing.
Oh,
lovely,
great.
Except the girl was lactose intolerant.
Right.
So tricky.
Very tricky.
Yeah, and also a boyfriend once got me, had obviously just, like, walked into Lush.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And I don't love the smell of Lush. I find it quite overwhelming, the smell. He'd obviously just walked in and literally gone, oh, I've got a girlfriend. And then they just, like, packed him some stuff.
Yes, that's what, that's the
most
upsetting.
And I kept that box for so long.
Oh, just I bet you bought nice things as well.
I probably made him something insane. I think I hollowed out a book.
Already.
And made it, like, a secret book so that you could, like, hide things in it.
He does not deserve that.
But he also was like, what's this?
Like, I did not deserve that!
But so obviously, he obviously was like, and then she made me this insane thing. So, like, he was obviously like, I don't want that either, you know?
I guess so, but...
We were not right for each other.
But now that kind of goes contrary to my thought of present giving, which is that if you are... So I'm surrounded by people who are quite difficult to buy for.
Yes.
Like, already, my boyfriend... I had like a list of things. I was like, I'm absolutely going to smash this. And then he just bought it all for himself.
Right, yeah.
So now I've run out of all the things. So I'm like, I don't know, like a bottle opener? Like, I don't know what to get him. But if you're going to go for like something really generic or something thoughtful, always go for the thoughtful thing. Because a holiday book, I don't think anyone of any metal will ever go like, ugh, that was stupid. Because the holiday book is cool. Well, then he's an idiot, like a full idiot. Because you can see that someone has actually, like, they've thought about it. Like, I once got a keepsake box thing my friend made me, and she's like decorated it and stuff. And like, I'm not somebody that has a lot of keepsake box. I still have it though, because it's like, what a lovely thing to have made. And I wouldn't buy like a little box or a little trinket thing to keep my jewellery in. Like, I just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So that, and you've thought of that. So turning something useful into something beautiful, or just doing like, even if you like, if you can't afford to buy like a friend presents or whatever, because that's a big thing. You're like, are my friends enough to buy a present? Why don't you like make a lovely Christmas card? That's so much, that's just the same as a present. Because people don't want, I don't like tat. Like, I don't want any more stuff. So having a beautiful Christmas card, that is something that I would love to have. And then you can do the thing where you, like, have a little string and then you, like, put all your Christmas cards up each year and then,
lovely.
You know, like, it becomes
and
decoration.
We have many Christmas cards in the house that come out year on year.
That's what we have, yeah. Yep. That's what I'm saying. It's like, next year, if I got some Christmas cards this year, then I would use them next year. But, like, if they're beautiful, definitely.
If you got
if they're shit, no.
And any kind of reproduction print of old-fashioned horses in the snow. No, baby, that's going straight back on the wall.
That's resurfacing. There is
a whole, like, two lines across the ceiling of wind horses. But any, like, a naff horse or a photo of a horse, that's straight in the bin.
Right,
no
interesting.
Way.
Okay, good.
So
good
make
to know.
It be, you know, you got to get it right.
I really like craft-based Christmas cards that look really, like, handmade and, like, traditional. And, like, I'm really into that. So that's, like, a thing. If you're like, well, this Christmas buying thing is pointless because I can't afford any of them, then make nice Christmas cards.
In which case, yes. So they don't, make nice Christmas cards. You don't have to spend any money if this is the year that you're thinking, I haven't got a penny to my name.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? You can make everyone. Somebody I know once made just chutney, barrels of chutney.
That's a great idea.
And everyone got a chutney.
Yeah, or like if you can make mince pies or Christmas cake or like just something that...
There's still the gift giving is in the like... Here is this gift.
Here is
it's
the
a
thing
sort I of irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
I thought of you.
I thought of you. And and we've all had, like, the magic of Christmas is like looking at the stuff under the tree and being like, ha! Ah! And it's like feeling your stocking with your toes on Christmas morning.
Yes.
And like, that's the stuff. And like, never is the present ever going to be as good as the thrill of it.
Yeah, of course.
So
of
it
course.
Doesn't matter what the thing is. So go right ahead and give, you know, your chutneys or your mince pies or your cakes or your brownies or your truffles.
Make truffles.
Yeah, that's make loads of truffles and give everyone them in a nicely wrapped thing.
Yeah.
Like, lovely. Because people just want to say, here is your gift. I've thought about you. I like you.
And yes, like, I like you.
And you're like, thank you. I like you.
So that's what everyone's doing.
That's all this is.
I like you. I like you. I like you.
So don't freak out that it has to be, you have to spend so much money.
Absolutely.
Because when I first started, so go ahead.
No, I was going to say also like charity shops are really good for, mm-hmm. I once bought my parents, I was like, when I was a student and I didn't have any money, I was just, went around all the charity shops in Durham where we were. And there was this like, a framed picture of Paris, and I know that they'd gone to Paris like quite a few times. I was like, and it was quite a nice black and white photo, so I was like, all right, okay, fine. It was 50p, and they still have it on their wall.
Best and gift I ever gave was I gave a girl called Lauren a necklace that said Lauren, but it looked like Sex and the City, the one where she had that Carrie necklace from the fair had just come out. Mm. I found that necklace on the floor. like,
brilliant.
I didn't steal it off another Lauren. I found it, like, you know, on the street.
That's amazing.
And I think she still has it. She was, like, so thrilled by it. So, like,
yes.
Things don't have to be...
You don't have to be going to John Lewis or, like, even Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, you can just be, like,
The first year I started making any money, the first year I, like, worked in an office and I was making money by the day and I just could not believe I was being paid cash money. That Christmas, I was like, baby, here it comes. You've all put up with my tat for all this time. Finally, here are the good presents. And I got my cousin, walked into Hamleys, and I was just like, take me to the drones. And I bought my small cousin, who was 11 at the time, this, like, you know, remote-controlled drone. His mother was, like, horrified because she'd got in the more rubbishy version because it was cheaper. And I was like, here I come, the cool auntie bringing the cool stuff. He was so excited. He flew onto the roof of my grandma's house immediately, and it is still there.
Oh, my God.
So, so
often, more money doesn't equal
does
more fun.
Does not equal more fun. Never.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Should we read out some of the funny Christmas
yes,
things
absolutely.
That people have said? We can alternate.
Please.
Go first.
Lovely Claire, who said that a couple of years ago, my sister's boyfriend, who's always tricky, that's like an in-law, but they're not even, you know.
Sister's boyfriend is the hardest one.
And also, you probably hate them, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You're like, ugh, you're an idiot. A couple of years ago, my sister's boyfriend got me some sheep-based erotic novellas. Every word in that sentence is extraordinary.
That's
to me.
Incredible.
Not sure if he realized what they were because they looked like cartoony type books or if it was just a very bad joke that I didn't appreciate. The books did not make it to Boxing Day. I don't understand where they went if they didn't make it to Boxing Day.
They ate them.
Oh, gosh. extraordinary. Go for it.
I really like this one because it... I think giving games is a really good idea.
Yeah.
So this is Gabby Herrett. She says, my sister made me a really in-depth murder mystery featuring all of my friends as potential suspects. She even included a deerstalker hat and pipe to get into character. And that's such a great idea.
So nice.
And also that like leads to potentially like if someone is very difficult to buy for, think of like things you can do.
Yes.
So like it's so hard not to ruin Christmas presents that I've got already for people. But
the Martins, just stop listening.
Just Martins, can you not listen to this? This is so not helpful. But well actually I'll just use my boyfriend as another example. I've run out of stuff. So I'm like, cool, what sort of stuff does he like to do? And so I'm like looking at all the different places that he likes to go and stuff and being like, cool. And then I can just like make a little voucher
mm-hmm.
and be like, this is for us to do this on this day. Like that
Lovely.
Is a nice thing. And also that is especially good if you haven't got enough money now, but you know you maybe will be paid in January. So you can be like, here's a thing for us to do in February. And then in January,
Lovely.
Pay for it.
I knew somebody who, they only just started going out, but gave the boyfriend a calendar, like quite a nice calendar. There was
Lovely.
Just like, nice calendar and good choice of thing. I'll use this calendar. But then had marked on things they were going to do throughout the year. I was like, so ballsy.
That's great.
I don't, you know, even commit to things for tomorrow afternoon, let alone a year of...
June 23rd.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah, that's insane.
This is from Kath, who says, when I was a kid, we went to a rugby game in September and I fell in love with the Welsh Dragon Teddies, but they were like £20. And I was 13. My twin brother asked my dad for the money and got me one for Christmas and hid it for 3 months. They're so thoughtful.
That's so
nice. And if you can get into the habit of like you with somebody, you know, because I think in December we start freaking out, but you've actually been with that person for 11 months. And if they've ever said like, that, you know, like noted something, just like clock it in your brain to be like, cool.
Obviously now that's a very bad piece of advice because now we've got loads of people panicking. They haven't done that.
Sorry, we are in December, but maybe just as a rolling thought for the future.
Have like a note,
well done,
note on your phone. I love this one by Katie MF, who says, my mum's very big on practical gifts. 1 year, my stocking contained 3 pairs of tights. I never wear tights. 2 rolls of gaffer tape and a bumper sized container of screen wash.
So useful.
It's so silly, isn't it? When like
every year, Katie says, every year grandma gets me and my sister an umbrella with a fiver sellotape to it. Fantastic. Thank you, grandma. Thank you. In part of
thank
me,
you,
like,
grandma.
I mean, you have so many umbrellas, but part of me like really likes that.
Cool. Like cozy things, I think, are a good thing if you're struggling to buy stuff. Like lots of people, you know, like scarves, hats, mittens, like long johns, like just like cozy slippers, like things like that, like they're always good for like grandparents or people that you're a bit like, oh, I don't know what you want. Like, oh, like grandparents are quite difficult to buy for, yes. I find, because they've got everything or don't need anything.
Blankets.
Blankets are
proper,
really nice,
and yeah. Proper, and you've got to always get the nice stuff.
Yes, thick blankets.
And this is always a helpful one, anything that they already own that's like on its last legs, that you can get them a new one of something they already have.
That's good.
So then it's not just like more tat. It's like, oh, here's a new version of this.
Oh, if someone has a beard, get them beard oil.
Yes.
That's the thing?
Yes. If that's the thing. If somebody, yeah.
Basically, I think men are really hard to buy for. My boyfriend's really, really difficult because he doesn't like things. He doesn't really like presents. He likes giving presents a lot, but he's not very good at receiving them. Mm. And my dad, who literally is just like, what's the point in getting books? Once I've read it, then I'll just sit there. You're like, this is impossible.
Okay.
Whereas my mum, I'm like, women tend to have more stuff that you can be like, oh, look, you're running out of hand cream. I'll get you a really nice one. Or like a makeup bag. Or like just like bits and bobs. Whereas men don't tend to have as many bits and bobs. They often do have bits and bobs. But then it's like, if you look at the men gift pages, they're always so boring.
Whereas so
things,
boring.
Things like, I don't know, like a kettle. You're like, this is rubbish.
It's always rubbish.
Razors, a kettle, or like socks.
Yeah.
And good socks is really good, but then you have given someone socks for Christmas.
I think if you're giving I think a socks has to come as part of a multiple gift.
Very good. And they do have to be like those kind of hipstery socks that are like in a lovely box where the thing says like, this is a gift sock.
Yes.
Rather than, I've just got you a 10 pack of socks.
Yes. My granddad last year, there is a company called Pantherella who make, you know, really classy socks.
Panthers.
And they're out of panthers. And they do a subscription thing. So you buy it as a gift. And then every 2 months, a new pair of socks arrive for him in the post.
That's great.
With a little thing about like what kind of sock this was and the wool and like all this stuff.
So in like 10 years, he's just going to have like 10,000.
It was only a year.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah.
So it was a year worth of
12 pairs of socks. That's a great present. Actually.
And it was like spread out over the thing. So like they kept arriving, which
Christmas
was quite nice.
It happens all year.
All year. But yeah, I think socks do have to come if you're making like a multi, you know, a box of things.
Something else. Yeah. A box of things is always a good thing. If you're like, oh, I don't know what to get them, just get like a box of loads of like little things.
I think if you have, especially if someone is moving into a new house or is a student, especially as you like, you can buy them like
candles.
Oh, especially something called Price's Chef's Candles, which are thin and like in a sort of fun little tin and look like, you know, they're out of Downton Abbey and very much my jam. And they are special, like, ones for the kitchen, especially for a student house, you know, when you're like, oh my God, the kitchen is just smells of every meal that's ever happened in here and all of the meals were bad.
Yes.
They take the smell away.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great thing.
So things like that, you're like, cool, this feels very grown up. Also, like bottle openers, corkscrews, duct tape, the things that you're like, you would never gift yourself.
Think,
but if you're like, God, this is a really efficient, like, box of stuff.
Yes.
You know?
And also, places like Etsy and those places do like quite fun versions of like bottle openers. You can have just like a bottle opener that's got like a little twist to it.
One, a little bit of fun. A little bit of fun.
$1.99 one from. But also, if you did like a lovely little, if you like wrapped a shoebox in like Christmas paper, got some tissue paper in there, and then did go to Argos and got like I bought a $5.99 whisk, like got all those like
all those
cheap
things.
Basics. But it's wrapped up in like a lovely way.
Yes.
And then you've not spent a lot of money.
No. I think it's such a good thing to do. And like putting together a nice box feels like a lovely, feels like a real, a gift, a box of treasures, shall we call it.
Or if you've got a friend, I just thought then, if you've got a friend who's like, has had quite a bad 2018 or whatever, you can make them a lovely like power gift box for 2019, like just look like a lovely scented candle or some makeup and just like pop it in a thing.
Yes, there are a lot of, if you have a Google, there are a lot of emergency hangover boxes or like powerful women, like stuff
you can
like
make
that.
Your own.
But I think just have a look what's in there and do your own.
Nick
it. I think if you're someone who it appeals to like make a fun box, you aren't the also sort of person who would buy the thing.
Can I just come in very bold and say, don't buy anyone a mug. I just think everyone has too many mugs.
We have too many mugs in the world. Park that.
Great. Because then you always end up with like millions of different types of mugs. And what you really want is like a nice set of mugs.
Yes. So we can have a set of mugs, but not a solo.
Not a solo.
And similarly, wine glasses. Mm. The collection in IKEA, they're 50p each. And giving cool. somebody, a student, I mean, don't give it to somebody. They'll be like, I know this came from IKEA.
Yeah, and also I've got
and also
wine
I've got
glasses.
Some, excuse
Whereas,
me.
Yeah, student. Oh,
students
cool
being
person.
Given four identical wine glasses because
oh God,
you're
mad.
Like, whoa, oh my
for
God.
Me?
Look at me. Look at me go because I'm having one's in a cup, one in a mug, and one out of my hands. Like, so, yes. You know, that's really
that
thrilling.
True.
And also a sewing kit.
Oh,
putting someone together a nice sewing kit.
Also, you can actually buy sewing kits relatively
yeah.
cheaply.
Yes,
as well.
You can. But also putting in there like some of those nice like gold scissors or the like yes. pinking shears or like adding extra stuff in there. And it's always those are sort of things that you would never necessarily put together for yourself. You're like, I don't need a sewing kit.
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh yeah. Also, I thought as well. Like I've got and also given those like escape room games that you can buy. You can only play them once and it's like for like four people so they can invite people around and then you have to escape out of like your
what?
Own room. Yeah, it's
you
great.
Can do with your own.
Yeah, yeah.
And how much setup does it need?
I don't know because I haven't done it yet. The only problem with that is I'm so like, is it now the time? Because obviously it's only one go.
And does as soon as the box open, it yeah, begins. And then you're like, I've got to go to a meeting. You're like, I'm stuck in my room escaping from it.
So, but there are, I think games are a really good thing to buy. And also games can be a little bit expensive. Yes. But like there are it's a spectrum. There's a whole
I think
levels.
At Christmas, you sort of can't go wrong with a game.
Yeah.
Even if it is not fun. The actual game.
You can laugh about the fact that it's not fun.
They're like setting it up, sitting down to play, reading the instructions. Like
yeah.
that is part of it.
Yeah.
So I think there's sort of any game will go down well.
Good on a treat.
It's nice to have, lovely to have a game.
Mm.
And things like Code Names I've seen played that's very popular.
Oh, I've got Code Names. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, it's quite, it's nice.
It's good.
It's,
oh,
nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. There's a lot of stuff that you're like, this is a good...
I'm just obsessed with Uno, and it's the most basic game ever, but I can't stop playing it. I absolutely love it. I'm not saying you should buy Uno for everyone, because they'll be like, sure, but it is great.
Yeah, get Uno out. Why not?
Real fun game.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a game if you're stuck. And that's, I think, also a good Secret Santa one.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, Secret Santa, yes.
Because that's a real tricky one in the office. You're like, who is that? I don't want to, you know, get it wrong. But just coming out strong with the game. You're like...
Coming out strong with the game. Oh, if you know somebody who, you know, loves books, is quite like writing-y. That's not really a word, but I feel like we all know somebody who's like that. A beautiful notebook mm-hmm. is always a really great idea. And that's something that... Often people go like, well, that's too obvious. I've never been upset about getting a notebook, ever. I'm
no.
always just like, great, because you just pop it in your thing and then, you know, a year and a half later when I've run out of my notebook, it's like, oh God, I've got a lovely notebook. Like, it's so great.
Also, if I may, the please. Liberty notebook, there is in January, they make most beautiful, like, it's the softest notebooks in the world.
Oh, great.
They're so lovely. And... they're obviously very expensive, but in January they put everything in the stationery sale.
Yes. Okay, yes. Great.
So it's more of a personal present.
A personal gift for
Christmas
you.
Has passed.
Yes.
Or you could stockpile for the future. The Christmas sale in January in Liberty's is excellent because it's all like stuff that's broken, but you're like, it'll do. I can get
no,
away
but
with
it. No pages, that'll be fine.
Yeah, why not? What? It's nice though, isn't it?
Have a go.
My last couple are speakers.
Great one. Especially those like portable ones
speakers.
That are a bit cheaper. They've put speakers on everything now. You can get like a picnic blanket with like speakers
you can
on
get
it.
Yeah.
Go gimmicky.
I saw someone with a bum bag with some speakers. You just put your phone
it's
and
antisocial,
then
it's antisocial, isn't it?
Not if you're going for a walk or something or a festival. Or it was antisocial, yes.
Yeah, well, you could walk around your house.
All the way your house with your bum bag on.
Yeah, I mean, a picnic blanket is incredibly antisocial as well.
As long as you're far away.
Very far away. But what about the wasps? Anyway, point. It's fine.
They love the tunes.
Great, okay.
So everyone's happy.
Crack it out.
And an SAD lamp, one of those sad lamps.
Oh, the sad lamps, to help people in the winter.
Yes.
That's a cool idea.
And similarly, one of those like pink crystals rock lamp things.
Oh, like Himalayan
yes,
salt. Yeah.
Yes.
Are they cool?
Not sure.
Think about it, though.
Could be. Don't know. Certainly thinking about them, Googling them a lot, let me tell you.
Oh, you should have one.
Mm.
I'm surprised you don't have one. I think there's also these lamps that are like, put like beautiful moons
yeah
in the moon
oh I've up. got I've got one of them Obviously.
Yes, you have.
I bought one of those and my sister got me one for my birthday.
That's excellent.
I love the moon.
Very difficult to buy clothes for people.
I would just don't
buy clothes, even if you're like, oh my God, that is so Samantha. Samantha might not appreciate it, or she might already have it. And then people feel, even no matter how much you go, I've got the receipt, so you can send it back. They're not going to, because they're going to feel bad. So things like, it is lame, but things like gift cards for stuff is still, like ASOS gift cards are really great, because you get an email on the morning of Christmas being like, hello, surprise, you've got £50, or you've got like, I was writing an article actually recently about Christmas and talking about how like cash in a card and book vouchers used to be like the thing you would get. And now it's a little bit tricky, isn't it? Because people use contactless so much and cash is like, it's like, how much do I put in? Like, how much is £10? It's like, it's 2 pints in London. Like, is that enough? £20 seems like now I'm like investing in you.
Yeah. Like, for a 10% share of the business. It's £20.
And like, and then there are no book vouchers anymore. So you can literally just hear the ghosts of book vouchers being like, I told you we weren't boring. Like, we were useful. But the problem was, is that not, maybe people didn't want to just buy books. But if you get like a Foyles gift card, like for someone that loves books, like that's an amazing present. Or an ASOS thing. And you can, it's not just clothes. You can get, you know, obviously ASOS do a huge range of stuff. That might be a good one for people that you don't know who are like significant others of people in your family.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a lovely gift.
Yeah.
It's lovely, Stevie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Especially if you make the Christmas card and you put the gift
and
card
put in it. Lovely.
Oh, Christmas sellotape. Oh my God.
Oh yes, that
Tiger.
Is
Tiger. Go to Tiger.
Never come
Flying
out.
Flying Tiger Copenhagen, whatever it's called. Tiger, you can go on their website. They've got so much good stuff, but they've also got Christmassy sellotape, I think. They've,
like the wasabi tape, if you will. Or
it's called wasi tape, and we have had this discussion
oh
before.
My God. Again, I've never said these words. I've only read them.
But wasabi is mustard, and if it had that, then that'd be delicious.
So it's not called wasabi tape?
No, it's called wasi tape.
Jesus Lord. right, my last couple are in a frame. Because I know we're trying to like come away from some tat. Because I think it's very easy, especially if you're like approaching. I have done Christmas shopping on Oxford Street on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And it was actually extremely calm.
Oh, right.
It was the people there. We were calm and we were like, we knew what we had done and we were regretful, but we were here and we were just getting things done. Like it was actually a very calming experience. But what makes you panic is like just buying like any old shit.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that'll do. And so we're trying to like step away from tap. But art, I think, it just doesn't come into the same category
of art.
Like
a print of something.
A print of something. You know, if it's in a frame, because if it's not in a frame, it will just sit in its whatever it's in.
Yes, you have to frame
forever
it.
Forever on the floor.
Yes.
So you have to frame it and then they'll just put it up and then that is a really lovely thing to receive. Mm. Also, this is quite elaborate.
Great.
But you can buy one or you can do it yourself. Locatine en Provence. How did I do with that one?
I actually don't know how to say that.
Again,
first time
out loud.
I reckon you've nailed it.
Thank you.
Tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod. I bet it was wrong.
They do an advent calendar.
Right.
That each door is a little one of their...
Candles?
No, candles and also...
Soap
and fragrances, hand cream.
Lovely.
Their little shampoos, their various stuff.
Great.
There's like little stuff behind every door. Mm. I believe it costs like £40 or something. So it's quite an indulge. Like obviously it's a bit of a gift.
Also you're a week late.
Certainly. And also, guys, you're already late. But buying things...
you could do it for January. You could do a January advent calendar.
So I thought, cool thing. But also, what a nice idea to like make someone a personalised thing that you open every day.
Through the January
blues. Exactly. So it's about like, this is for January. And then like each day was a door. And like, there's some fun stuff. So if you're like prepared to put the time... If like those sort of things make you think like, ooh, fun, then like carry on down that route. And then last things were... if you've got, you know, for boys or girls, but pen knives, especially if you're like a godparent of somebody and you're like, those red Swiss Army knives or a Leatherman, which is those, those metal, they're silver and
they've got
like 100 things on
bottle
them.
Bottle openers,
and when people
scissors.
Like present one of those, you're like, everyone stand back. Like,
yes, they've got it sorted.
Somebody's in control here.
They've got it.
And
sorted.
So that just feels like a very like cool thing just to like own.
Also a cool thing I thought, which is gender neutral, is wine bottle stoppers,
lovely gift.
Because you never buy them yourself. I mean, like, who's like, oh God, I must go and buy some wine bottle stoppers.
Yes.
Like, no, you could buy them Christmassy ones, but you can just get them like really sleek ones. For the,
Really that, classy
that's
ones.
Cool for whoever, from student to someone who is not a student and has like loads of wine.
Like, exactly. Great. Like those are a lovely thing to have. Mm. A lovely thing.
A lovely gift.
Just a lovely gift. And then my last ones are, if you've got anyone with small children, personalised books. So you can do one at the moment called Book for Everyone. Also Find So-and-So, like Where's Stevie? And it's in Stevie. And we... Maybe kids this today are less impressed, but like I had one of these when I was small, and it was me
too.
Hunting
I absolutely
for something,
lost my mind.
And also the cat was in it, and all my friends like I couldn't believe it.
I think kids still love that.
I
stuff.
Think so too. Like I could not believe my name was in the book.
Yeah, amazing. Well, hopefully that gave you some at least inspiration for getting your Christmas presents sorted.
I was
going to say early, but it's probably like. Now is the time, isn't it? Really?
It's crack on now, guys.
Crack on, guys.
Get a little list going.
Oh my God, a list. And just, you don't have to spend loads of money, make stuff. Just know that the thought that just even giving someone anything, especially those like periphery people, if you don't get your, you know, your parents or your whatever a present, maybe you do think about getting them something. But like if those like periphery people, I'll just be really happy that you thought about them. So just come up with like something.
They'll be so
something.
Thrilled with a card. I think
a
we live
card,
in this like
yeah.
unbelievably isolated age. Like just send and like just you know
just pops me in the post.
Get some cards, pop them in the post, mate.
Be delicious.
I don't know.
Keep your eyes peeled for the Nobody Panic Christmas party. With The Economist. It'll be all over your social medias now.
We'll be looking incredible.
We'll be looking so good. The only thing you have to do is you have to wear something Christmassy, even if that's just like one bauble on your ear.
One bauble.
Or just hold a bauble. Like,
or if you've got like a Marks and Spencer's Christmas party outfit that you're like, oh, I never have anywhere quite right
that's
to wear
festive.
It. Now is the time. We'll accept them all.
We will accept everything.
You're all welcome here.
So excited. And yes, download, like, subscribe to the podcast. If you liked this episode, share it about. And I think I've done all the Twitter things, but I'll do them
too.
Again.
Yeah.
Nobody Panic.
Go it again, baby.
At Stevie M, the S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates.
And then email us if you have any podcast ideas, suggestions for the future, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening. Have a Christmassy Christmas. And we'll see you next Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.